I was making radio shows for fun. Everybody does it. Everybody I know does.
Hey, I can't find that on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
All systems go, Michael.
Oh, God, here we go again. Dork alert.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
I will win the crowd. I will give them something they've never seen before.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Ladies and gentlemen, HamRadio.com is proud to present, from our studios, high atop North Broad Street here in beautiful Philadelphia, this is The Proof of Concept. And here's your host, the one, the only, Mike Cunningham!
Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of The Proof of Concept. It's Wednesday, December 16th, 2009. The year is almost over, and it has been, what has it been? Almost 9 months since the last time we did a podcast. In fact, if you had sex on the day you first listened to the last podcast that we had, you very well could be on your way to having a baby in the next couple of days. So, in fact, if you're currently listening and your wife or girlfriend or significant other is currently pregnant, or you yourself is pregnant and you have merely days away to spit out your new child, you very well could have been having sex during the last podcast. Before we get into what the heck we've been doing in these last 8 months, 8.5 months or so, let's talk about the big story that's happening here today in Philadelphia, and that is Doc Halliday. That's Roy Halliday, the best pitcher in the universe, some say, the best pitcher in the major leagues, others might say. Is coming to town. That's right. He is going to be a Philadelphia Philly as soon as all of the craziness goes on. There's all sorts of negotiations. They have to sign him to an extension because he gave the Blue Jays a ultimatum. Trade me by spring training or you're losing me. You can't trade me. In August, at the trade deadline, he has a hard and fast no trade clause. So he's coming to the Philadelphia Phillies after Ruben Amaro has spent a long time working on this deal. He tried to trade for him in the summer, but as you know, he traded four prospects for Cliff Pfeiffer Lee. Mr. Lee came to the Phillies last year, lit it up for his first few starts, and when I say lit it up, I mean he pitched better than maybe any other Phillies pitcher has ever done in the universe in those first four or five starts, including Mr. Steve Carlton. Then he had a little bit of a rough patch towards the end of that year. Phillies fans were all sorts of worried about that, and then he just went out and won four games during the playoffs, which was not good enough to win another World Series. And now he's gone. And the reason why the Phillies are trading Cliff Lee for a handful of prospects, well, not quite a handful of prospects, to the Seattle Mariners, money. It all comes down to money. Roy Halliday is due $15.75 million this year. They're getting six from the Blue Jays. That leaves about 9.75 or so. And that's about what Cliff Lee makes. Cliff Lee makes nine. And the Phillies weren't willing to pay the premium on Roy Halliday. They tried to trade Joe Blanton in the past week or so.
couldn't get a deal done, or at least they couldn't get a partner to match up to get the prospects that they would like to get back. And the prospects the Phillies are giving up are pretty high quality, two of which were considered untouchables, and they are Kyle Drabek, star stud pitcher. He has future number one, number two potential. And Michael Taylor, who's a five-tool superstar, fast. He throws. He defends. He hits for average and for power. He was a Triple Crown candidate in the Eastern League. He's an absolute stud, and that's the guy I'm going to miss most. Pitchers are crapshoots in the minor leagues. Those guys, anything can happen. Because injury can come into play. That factors in so much. But when you can get a five-tool superstar, like potential superstar like Michael Taylor, you got to hold on to him. You really do. And the Phillies have some issues on their rosters coming up after 2010, but we'll get to all that stuff later on. But for 2010, you got to still be excited because Roy Halladay is going to be here in your top two. Is pretty strong with Halladay and Hamels. And your next two aren't too bad. Jay Happ won a Rookie of the Year award, not the Rookie of the Year award, but he was one of the top rookies in the league. And Joe Blanton pitched phenomenally. He might have been the most consistent pitcher for the Phillies this year. They still have some openings in the fifth spot. Jamie Moyer's $8 million contract to start or not start or just sit around, I don't know. But that $8 million also hurt. $7 or $8 million owed to Blanton and $8 million to Moyer. That's why Cliff Lee is no longer in Philly. Which is absolutely crazy, because the day Cliff Lee came and he just took this town by storm like few other trades have ever done here in Philly. Maybe T.O. has had that kind of impact in this town. Just that initial impact, this blow you away out of the water impact. And all these people went out and got Cliff Lee jerseys, and now he's no longer a Philly. Well, as of this talking, he may still be a Philly. This deal takes so long to work. Who knows? Another new Philly is Placido Polanco. Now, just like Cliff Lee, when we got Cliff Lee back in August, I wasn't really excited at that initial moment, because the talk that in the preceding days, the 2 or 3 days preceding, was we're going to get Roy Halladay, and that was incredibly exciting. Even though we were going to give the Blue Jays the farm, we were going to get Roy Halladay, the best pitcher in the universe. It was so exciting, and I remember posting, I don't know whether it was on Facebook or Twitter or on beerleaguer.com, Cliff Lee doesn't really sound as sexy, does it? It really doesn't sound as sexy in comparison to Roy Halladay. And here we are, merely 4 months later, and Halladay doesn't seem as sexy. It's like the shine has been off, because we've seen Cliff Lee in person. We've seen him in the Phillies pinstripes. And once a player gets in the Phillies pinstripes and he performs at that kind of level, this town just falls in love. It really falls in love, unless you're Bobby Abreu.
You are listening to The Proof of Concept, starring Mike Cunningham, right here on HamRadio.com.
Hey, this is Mike Cunningham trying out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to hamradio.com's Proof of Concept hopped in the car. How about that? Do you listen to hamradio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to hamradio.com's proof of concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112.
Take the hamradio.com shopping experience. T-shirts for men and women, hats, beer mugs, a wall clock, and much, much more. Go to hamradio.com, click on Ham Shop, and start buying today.
This is HamRadio.com.
You are listening to The Proof of Concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham.
Oh, it's been a while since we did our last podcast. That was Airstream Driver by Gomez, one of my favorite songs from 2009. Are we going to do an end-of-the-year wrap-up like we've done in the past? Have we done things like that in the past? I don't know. It doesn't seem like this is something that we're kind of used to. None of this is familiar territory. Even though we did 10 podcasts in the beginning of the year here in our new studios in North Broad Street, we finally re-recorded the intro, and I'm not really feeling that intro. How about you? Love to hear what you have to say about this new podcast, or anything, really, about Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, and some of the other things that we'll be talking about on today's program. We're going to go over the things that we missed this year. 267-828-0112 is the phone number. You just leave us a message here on that hamradio.com hotline, and we'll play it right here on our next podcast, which could be tomorrow, it could be next week, it could be 8 months from now. Or you can email us at proofofconcept@hamradio.com. This is The Proof of Concept. I am your host, Mike Cunningham. If you're playing along at home and you have your picture pages ready, it's episode number 150. Time for the news. Danish police fired pepper spray and beat protesters with batons outside the UN climate conference on Wednesday as disputes inside left major issues unresolved just 2 days before world leaders hope to sign a historic agreement to fight global warming. Focused on keeping the recovery going and driving down double-digit unemployment, the Federal Reserve is poised to leave interest rates at a record low. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, also Times Person of the Year, and his colleagues at the end of their two-day meeting Wednesday afternoon will likely strike a upbeat note about the progress the economy is making just in time for the holidays. Well, if that is upbeat news to beat down the downbeat news out in Copenhagen, in Tehran, they announced that on Wednesday they test-fired an upgraded version of its most advanced missile, which is capable of hitting Israel and parts of Europe in a new show of strength aimed at preventing any military strike against it amid the nuclear standoff with the West. The test stoked tensions between Iran and the West, which is pressing Tehran to rein in its nuclear program. Ooh, fun time. Fun time. Producers for French rocker Johnny Halliday, no, not Roy Halliday, the new Philadelphia Philly, have canceled the final leg of the concert tour following his hospitalization. Halliday is France's biggest rock star. All right. Okay. We got to find out who this guy is, right? I mean, we can't be just be given information like France's biggest rock star and not knowing who he is, right? I gotta tell you, searching around the internet for a guy named Johnny Halliday was not really something I wanted to do. I didn't set out to do that, but since he is in the hospital, I wanna at least pay a tribute to the man. And last night at Quizzo, we were asked the question: who is Canada's biggest selling artist of all time, according to the RIAA? They certified that, and it is Celine Dion. So, why not take the French-Canadian Celine Dion and pair her up with the France's biggest rock star and have them sing Richie Cunningham's favorite song, Blueberry Hill? I think that's only something that you could hear right on The Proof of Concept.
I found my trail on blue.
Please search for this on YouTube, please. I gotta turn that off because that's just awful. Just plain old awful. When I go to that's Frankie and Johnny by Johnny Halliday. That's according to iTunes, his biggest songs. It also is Que Je T'aime. I think it means, well, I love you. Or like, what? I love you? And here's Hey Joe.
Si on parlait, hein? Mais de quoi? Ah. Hey Joe! Le Vietnam, la bombe, tu t'en fous de tout ça?
Yes, France's biggest rock star, Johnny Halliday, and he's in the hospital, so our thoughts and prayers are with him and all of France. All right, it's time for our favorite part of the program. Who's the biggest celebrity born today? Or born on this day? We screwed that up 100 years ago, and now we're kind of stuck with a stupid, stupid name. Who's the biggest celebrity born today? Well, you know, Beethoven was born today, way back in 1770. Who's Beethoven, you ask? Well, I mean, I could play some Beethoven, I guess. But I won't. I won't. All right, I'll play a little bit. Right now, I'm sure he's only famous for either, you know, Grape Poupon commercials or ringtones like this. That's the Felice. Broccoli, live downtown. Doesn't the Moonlight Sonata sound like chopping broccoli? Yeah, I believe Moonlight Sonata is chopping broccoli. Well, anyway, Beethoven was born today, and we usually like to give these awards to those that are alive. Also, Jane Austen was born just 5 years later. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. She's the author of that and the film with Natalie Portman coming up. Now, they're sort of big celebrities. Who else was born today? How about TV producer and the creator of such fantastic television programs such as this one?
On Broadway, progress is surplus to our corner of People's Drive and 124th Street.
That's right, Hill Street Blues.
He also did this one. That's right, L.A. Law. How about this one? That's right. It's NYPD Blue. That would be TV producer Stephen Bochco. Well, he was born today. Is he the biggest celebrity that's born today? Is he? How about one of the guys from this band? Yeah. Billy Gibbons. From this band. From ZZ Top. Is Billy Gibbons a bigger celebrity than Stephen Bochco, who had three of the greatest television shows of all time? Nah. Sorry. Now, is Stephen Bochco a bigger celebrity than Benjamin Bratt? Who's Benjamin Bratt, you ask? Of course. He was in this show. Right? He was also in Demolition Man. The first time he appeared in a movie with Sandra Bullock. The second time, of course, was Miss Congeniality. I believe he dated Julia Roberts for a time. And he was in that show. Was it called The Cleaner? Recently? That was recently canceled. I think Stephen Bochco is a bigger celebrity, right? Let's just say, for every turn back to doing the program, today was a pretty cruddy. Who's the biggest celebrity born today? I gotta say, Stephen Bochco, you're the winner today. I'd throw it to Jane Austen or Ludwig von Beethoven, but you know what? F it. We're going to give it to Jane Austen because her movies still keep coming out, and she seems to be way more relevant to teenage girls than Stephen Bochco, Billy Ray Gibbons, or Benjamin Bratt, or even Beethoven ever would. Speaking of teenage girls, if I had gone to see Metric at the Electrofactory, I think I would have seen a ton of teenage girls there, at least from the videos that my cousin posted. Here's their big hit from their new album called Fantasies. Another one of my favorite songs from 2009, Sick Muse.
Stuck me with a sickness, please.
are listening to The Proof of Concept right here on HamRadio.com.
Hey, this is Mike Cunningham. Trying out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept in the car. How about that? Do you listen to HamRadio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112. 0112.
Take the HamRadio.com shopping experience. T-shirts for men and women, hats, beer mugs, a wall clock, and much, much more. Go to HamRadio.com, click on Ham Shop, and start buying today. This is HamRadio.com. You are listening to The Proof of Concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham.
All right, it's been a long time since we did our last podcast, which was at the end of March. We were rolling in the beginning of the year doing 10 podcasts, and then it all but stopped. And I wish I could tell you where I went. I wish I went to the Himalayas or I climbed Mount Everest or took a vacation to Hawaii or took a cruise around the world, or perhaps I had been spending time building homes in the Amazon for single unwed mothers or whatever. But I did none of those things. I just was lazy and spent my summer doing really nothing. I didn't go away anywhere. The farthest I went was I went to see U2 in Virginia in October. That was my month of concerts. And these are things that you could have heard about in October if I was doing podcasts. I saw Manic Street Preachers for the first time in America in years. Social D twice. Once in Atlantic City and once opening up for Pearl Jam at the end of the spectrum. These are all things that I could have talked about in October. I could have been talking about all sorts of things. I could have been talking about probably the biggest story up until we heard most recently about Mr. Tiger Woods, Michael Jackson dying on the same day Farrah Fawcett died. When that would have been the first time we could have ever played Who's the Biggest Celebrity Who Died Today? Kanye West with I'ma Let You Finish, The Balloon Boy, Death Panels, You Lie, Henry Gates, the Harvard professor. We could have been talking about how Twitter has changed the world. We could have been talking about that baby who danced to Single Ladies. How about Aaron Andrews' peephole, which is the name of my fantasy football teams? We could have been talking about the Phillies making the World Series for the second time. We could have been talking about the Jimmy Roll hit. We could have been talking about such fantastic things, but I left you hanging. We could have been talking about Tiger Woods. We could have played like silly clips like this.
Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. It's all good, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. It's all good, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. It's all good, y'all. I drink champagne when I hustle. I drink champagne with Nipsey Russell. Tiger Woods, y'all. It's all good, y'all. Nipsey Russell.
I mean, that would have been awesome, right? And in fact, back in March, I was 28 pounds heavier than I am right now at this moment. Depend, give or take, I haven't actually checked this scale today, and I didn't make it to Weight Watchers last night. But these are things that you could have heard about. You could have heard about great recipes that I've been working on, things that are helping me with the diet. I could have been helping you along in that way. I could have told you about my brand new niece, my godchild, Grace, who was born in May. Just 13 months after her sister Riley was born. This is the first podcast I've done in Grace's life. And she'll probably never actually ever listen to it. So those are all the things that we missed. And I'm sure there are tons of other things that we missed over during that time. Things in my personal life that I probably may or may not have shared or could have shared. Like last night at Quizzo. I thought we lost. We went into the final round tied. And I screwed up in the money round. Not the money round. I'm sorry. The lightning round. I thought this guy. Del Shannon's Runaway. I thought that. Was this. Dion's Run Around 2. How do you screw that up? Well, I screwed that up. And then we really tanked a couple of the questions in the final round, and I thought we had lost. In fact, I got up from the table, went to the bathroom, because I didn't want to hear us lose once again. And while I was relieving myself, I hear that we were victorious. We did have a great team name. We did have a really good team name. As you know, we try to make it relevant to whatever's going on. So we might have a Tiger Woods related thing. When Michael Jackson died, we had those things. Usually when somebody big dies, we give you that. And so, as you know, Oral Roberts died yesterday. And our team name? So I guess you can get Oral in heaven. Phoenix 1901 from the Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix EP, only here on the Proof of Concept, or every commercial you might hear between during the Eagles games.
Moving in elliptical bound.
you know what you're listening to? Do you know what you're listening to right now? You are listening to The Proof of Concept, starring Mike Cunningham, right here on HamRadio.com. We're back here on The Proof of Concept. It's fun getting back into it. My buddy Wayne last night said you seem to be in a mood, and that I've been in a mood lately. This is kind of like a continuing thing for me, that I'm just in a mood, and I guess I was in a mood, and I gotta say, the one thing that gets me out of any moods are these podcasts. So we're bringing them back. We're going to be doing them hardcore through the rest of the year. I say that, and really, I could wake up tomorrow and not do one. You know, at least once a week would be great, wouldn't it? Once per week. Hopefully, we can do a end of the year wrap up, and perhaps a end of the decade wrap up. Wouldn't that be cool? Some of the best moments in Proof of Concept history. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? So I get a lot of magazines into the house, and I never really read them. But if I can just sit here and give you the top 10 best sports gear innovations, according to the most recent Wired magazine, it'll make me feel better about having all those magazines stacked up next to my toilet. Number 10, the Speedo LZR Racer. What's that? Well, that's that swimsuit that Michael Phelps doesn't even use to win all those gold medals. It's a polyurethane panel which cuts drag by 24%, which helped Olympic swimmers smash 23 records in Beijing in 2008, and it's going to be banned. I think it's already banned by the NCAA. Aero bars. At the 1989 Tour de France, Greg LeMond overcame a 50-second deficit to win. His secret, narrow, more aerodynamic handlebars. Though nixed from mass start races, they're now a staple in time trials and triathlons. The breakaway rim. Chocolate Thunder knows why they came into existence. After Darrell Dawkins broke two backboards in 22 days in 1979, the NBA adopted a new hoop from an Illinois man who grafted a tractor tiller spring to the rim. Soccer cleats. Wait, what? Well, West Germany's win at the torrential 1954 World Cup was credited to the underdog swappable screw-in studs, which let them adjust their boots for the state of the pitch. That's what silly people call a field. The Zamboni. In 1949, Frank Zamboni put a squeegee, a blade, and snow-gathering tanks on a chassis, clearing the way for faster hockey. So the Zamboni was invented in 1949. Lena Blackburn rubbing mud. What that? Well, in 1938, a Philadelphia A's coach found the cure for slippery baseballs. Delaware River muck, still used before every MLB game. It de-slicks but doesn't soften the ball. And that's right, it's over in like Palmyra area. Seriously, literally, that's the only mud that is used by Major League Baseball. So get over there right now and secure yourself some toe-release bindings. While laid up with a broken leg in 1937, ski champ, I'm not going to say his name, Haljimar Vam, had a brainstorm, bindings that pop you free when you crash. His invention led to an 86% drop in tibia fractures. How about the football's internal valve? In days of yore, an inflation stem stowed under the laces kept you from throwing the pig skin in a spiral. A new internal valve in 1924 allowed the modern game to evolve. And even though now I still can't throw a spiral, and maybe I'll just blame the internal valve. I use a older ball without an internal valve. How about golf ball dimples? Not the dimples on my face. No, golfers always knew that dinged up balls travel farther. Dents create turbulence, which reduces drag. In 1908, William Taylor patented dimples on the golf ball.
And the rest, my friends, is history, right? I was going to play Tiger Woods, y'all, but I had already closed that window. Good job, Mike. Thought you were a professional at this. And number one on this list, the ping pong ball. Until 1900, rubber balls ricocheted around English drawing rooms. James Gibbs' celluloid sphere brought finesse to the game. And, of course, brought countless fun for college students all across the world.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Your allegiance, get your batiste on, all black everything, black card, all black everything, and our girls are black birds, riding with they diligence, I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough, this is not familiar, I'll explain later, but for now let me get back to this paper, I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back, I gave Doug a grip, I lost a flip for 5 stacks, yeah I'm talking 5,6,0, shot zeros, here Doug, back to running surface realm. Now we squared up, hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a hell. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight.
I'm in Mason, Martin, Marcella on the table screaming. The other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras, they got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spending no cake. They should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space.
Yeah.
My whole team got dough, so my banquet is looking like millionaires, bro.
Joe Blow to everybody on your know. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is good when I'm... Got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two beasting. And I'm beasting off the Riesling. And my just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. Trippin' when you ain't sippin', have a refill. You're feelin' like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
return you to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept.
The Pennsylvania House has approved table games. That's right. So it won't be just slot machines at your local casinos. They still haven't put a darn casino yet here in Philadelphia. The Sugar House is supposed to be going up, but I believe that they're being built on a Indian burial ground or some sort. And the Foxwood Casino, which is supposed to be down in South Philly, is might be on a barge on the Delaware River or perhaps in the basement of the Lincoln Financial Field. At least that's the information that we have here. That's all the information we have here. Let's do a little bit of a top 10 list for the year. How about the top 10 best quotes or most significant quotes from the year? How about number 10? This is according to MSNBC. You give me a waterboard Dick Cheney and 1 hour and I'll have him confess to the Sharon Tate murders. That's Jesse Ventura during a CNN interview in May. How about the governor is hiking the Appalachian Trail? That's the spokesperson for South Carolina's Governor Mark Sanford when he was having a little dalliance down in Argentina or Brazil with his mistress. Or how about our favorite Sarah Palin posting on her Facebook page that the America I know and love is not one in which my parents or my baby with Down syndrome will have to stand in front of Obama's death panel. Pandering at its finest. You said, guys, that we did this for the show. That's Falcon Heen during an interview about the balloon he was supposedly in, except he was hiding in his parents' attic and then threw up on national television. Not once, but twice. Not once, but twice. I mean, I've thrown up on CCC TVs all across Philadelphia, but never on live national television have I done that. Of course, my parents didn't stick me in a balloon. Say they stuck me in a balloon. I know my mom's threatened to put me in a balloon, at least when I was a kid. Number six is the biggest quote of the year, but we'll get to that in a second. How about the Cambridge police acted stupidly? That was Obama's comments about the white officer's arrest of the black scholar Henry Louis Gates. And you have no idea how I feel about that situation because we never talked about it on the program. How about this one? This one I actually have some audio. That's what you're waiting for, right? You've been waiting for this.
Now, there are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal. It's not true.
All right, my favorite part of this video, and obviously you can't, unless you're playing along at home with the picture pages, you can, you have all the links to everything that we're doing right now, but if you're playing along, and my favorite part, not only is Nancy Pelosi's face, it's almost like the faces that you would get, like if you were at church and somebody spoke out of turn, you get the face, Or when you were a kid in Catholic school and everybody's trying to be quiet and somebody outbursts and the teacher does the whoop look. My real favorite is Joe Biden, who just like turns his face down and he just shakes his head like he's embarrassed for all Congress. Like the guy's been in Congress forever and he's just embarrassed for it. I love that one. I do love that one. There's an app for that. That's Apple's advertising slogan for the iPhone. Or how about this one? This one, isn't really fun, At the end result of it is there's some good feelings about it. But this moment might be the scariest moment that anybody could have. And, well, I'll let you listen to it. The professionalism that you hear here is beyond compare.
Well, we may end up in the Hudson.
Johnny 2760, turn left 070.
I'm 070, Johnny 2760.
Hi, Cactus 15.9. It's going to be left traffic to runway 31.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land? Cactus 15.9, runway 4 is available if you want to make left traffic to runway 4.
What's over to our right? Anything in New Jersey? Maybe Teterboro?
Okay, yeah, off your right side is Teterboro Airport. Do you want to try to go to Teterboro?
Yes.
Teterboro, Empire, actually, LaGuardia Departure Guy, emergency inbound.
Hey, guys.
Cactus 1529 over the George Washington Bridge, wants to go to the airport right now.
Wants to go to our airport, check. Does he need assistance?
Yes, it was a bird strike. Can I get him in for runway 1?
Runway 1, that's good.
Cactus 1529, turn right 280, you can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
We're going to be in the Hudson, and then Captain Sully Sullenberger landed that plane into the Hudson and became a hero. And I believe U.S. Airways has been selling $10,000 plane tickets just so that you can fly with Sully Sullenberger. At least that's what I thought. And according to MSNBC, their number one quote is, "Keep your government hands off my Medicare." And that was a speaker at a healthcare reform town hall meeting, commenting on the government-created Medicare program. Silly, silly people. But my number one quote, of course, is one that would created a internet sensation. And of course, we know that is Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift's acceptance speech at the MTV Music Awards just in September. I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time. Now, breaking news, by the way. The AP voted, AP Sports voted, Tiger Woods. Yeah, Tiger Woods. Wow, this is breaking. It's breaking news. It's coming over the wire right now.
Tiger Woods, y'all. It's all good, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. It's all good, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. It's all good, y'all.
The athlete of the decade. That's right, folks. The athlete of the decade. Your very own Tiger Woods.
Forms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
Yeah, if I had that mixed up, that would be good. I'ma let you finish was the biggest quote of the year, according to HamRadio.com and the proof of concept. And why? Well, it kicked off not only some amazing memes with Kanye interrupting Obama. They used that. I mean, it was pretty cool. But also, it spawned all sorts of videos on their little vlogs and stuff of how they feel about Kanye interrupting, and it might be some of the silliest things you've ever heard. Like this guy.
Wow, I cannot even believe that just happened. Taylor Swift just went up on stage at the VMAs, MTV, to collect her Moon Man Award. Out of nowhere, in the middle of her speech, Kanye West busts out. He's got his mic. Why would it be turned on? I don't know. But he just comes out and says, "Miss Swift, I have to interrupt you. You can finish in a moment. But I have to say that Beyonce has one of the best videos of all time." Right in the middle of her acceptance speech, she was so happy. She was in the middle of her thank yous and everything. He busted out and just did that. I can't even believe that happened. And Beyonce, they showed over to her, and she's just like, "What's going on?" So leave a comment. Tell me what you think about that. Kanye, not going to lie, that was a douchebag move. So, all right, guys, tell me what you think about that.
Or how about this guy? This guy might be my favorite one.
So if you didn't know, Kanye West freaking just made an absolute asshole out of Taylor Swift when she was accepting her award. What a piece of garbage. That's a bunch of monkey trash. Kanye West, you should be ashamed of yourself, Chief. How dare you do such a thing like that? How dare you? You just want to take. You just want to steal all the glory for yourself. Now, me personally, I don't really like Taylor Swift too much, but how could you do that? How could you?
The guy's name is Hemi Jeep 19. He wears that hat, stupid sunglasses, and a awful, awful accent. Now, this kid was very upset. I thought he was going to get into Britney-like tears with this one.
Alright, so what's up, guys? I'm actually really angry right now. I just got done watching the VMAs. Actually, the VMAs aren't even done right now, but Taylor Swift just won the best video, well, best female video, and she was getting her little speech, and she was all like, oh, thank you guys, I sing country, and you know, I'm glad you guys gave me a chance, so blah, blah. And then Mr. Kanye West comes over here and goes, sorry.
Now, at that point, he shakes his head and moves his head to the right so that his hair could stay in this sweeping Jonas Brother-like, who's the guy from High School Musical? That guy, whatever that guy is. Chad somebody. Is that his name? Chad? It's probably a Chad. His name's Chad. Chaz? Anyway, just amazing, amazing stuff. But no, what's more amazing is that that guy has 8 million views. And I'm sure he's locked up with iTunes, I'm sorry, with Google's AdSense and getting some money from that, from those videos every time I hit it. I don't know exactly how much money he would be possibly making, but we may have to investigate that. Well, here's another one of our favorite songs from 2009. You have already heard Gomez's Airstream Driver, which is one of my faves. Metric's Sick Muse. We also heard 1901 by Phoenix. And Rihanna and Jay-Z doing Run This Town, which I'm still not quite able to, because it reminds me so much of the Phillies World Series, and then you gotta be anti-Jay-Z because of his New York Empire State of Mind song, and let's get some Pearl Jam to cleanse us.
Yeah. This is HamRadio.com. You are listening to The Proof of Concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham.
I'm going to play this clip before. I know we just played some Pearl Jam to clear our mind of Empire State of Mind, but Alicia Keys was on the Stephen Colbert show, and, well...
Here with a song off her new album, The Element of Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, Alicia Keys.
Let's talk about where we are.
Stephen Colbert doing Empire State of the Mind with a little Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys really blows that song away. I mean, really, it brings chills to you. Well, we are really done. We are. We're done. That's it. We got nothing more. I got nothing left, my friends. I have nothing left, my friends. This is the end of the Proof of Concept number 150. Remember, you can call us on the hotline, 267-828-0112, and say, man, you wasted a good like hour and 15 minutes of our lives with that program. Or you can email us. It's probably easier for you. Proof of Concept at hamradio.com. We'll be back soon, I'm sure. I promise you we will. Because the holidays are coming up, and you know we always like to do a little bit of a Christmas show every year. Maybe we'll do an end-of-the-year stuff. I don't know. I don't know what the next 2 weeks are going to bring. But stick to hamradio.com and the Proof of Concept, and we'll take care of you. Since Christmas is upon us, and we're only 9 days away from Christmas, why don't we hear a Christmas song? And this is a Christmas song I woke up to today, and we might as well play a little bit for you. Here's U2 from, they released it last year from Redwire. It's called I Believe in Father Christmas. Now you know what's going on. Please tell all your friends about the Proof of Concept.
We'll see you really, really, really soon. If not, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that fun stuff.
They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. But instead it just keeps on raining. Veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember on Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. And the peal of a bell, the Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They sold me a fairy story, but I believed in the Israelites. I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes, till I woke with a yawn, the first light of dawn, and saw him through his sky.
Have been listening to The Proof of Concept starring Mike Cunningham right here on hamradio.com. The Proof of Concept is recorded Monday through Friday and is a production of hamradio.com, a division of Cunningham Communications and Productions. Any comments, suggestions, requests, or inquiries can be made by sending an email to proofofconcept@hamradio.com. All opinions expressed within this program are solely of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of HamRadio.com, its parent company, its subsidiaries, nor the affiliates of HamRadio.com. Copies of this program may be distributed to anyone you like without express written consent of Major League Baseball. The Proof of Concept is not brought to you by the following: Enron, the Department of Homeland Security, Tyco, WorldCom, Arthur Anderson, Martha Stewart, Sarbanes-Oxley, Karl Rove, Fox News, Sean Hannity, Paul Abdul, The White House, The WNBA, LakesidePark.com, Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo, Joey Buttafuoco, O.J. Simpson, Tara Reid, Paris Hilton, U2, Jay-Z, Destiny's Child, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, The Family Guy, South Park, The Simpsons, Jenna Jameson, Elle McPherson, Pamela Anderson, Howard Stern, Infinity Broadcasting, and Beetlejuice.